Sean Donohue, the longtime CEO of DFW Airport, has one foot out the door, but we didn't think we'd let him leave without a little peek into the future. I mean, it's been a remarkable dozen years that he's been head of DFW, and it's been on a rapid growth arena, and I think it's going to continue. Sean Donohue is back with us. Good to have you with us.
As always, David, good to be with you.
So what do you got up your belt? I mean, you pulled, as you were walking out the door, you said, oh, by the way, we're doubling the size of this new terminal, and we're going to accelerate the construction of it, and you're going to have F by, what, by the end of the decade?
Yes, when we announced the first phase of F 2 years ago, and at that point, it was going to be a terminal that was primarily used by other airlines at DFW. And it would connect to E, and customers would check in E and ride the Skylink over to F. And over those 2 years, I've continued to have discussions with American, and I always felt that to open a new terminal at DFW and not have American be in the newest terminal seemed a bit odd. So over the last 6 months, we've really gotten down to brass tacks and had some really important discussions with American that resulted in last week's announcement. And to me, there are several really important points. Number one, we're going to double the size of the terminal from 15 to 31 gates. Number two, American will have the entire terminal, and they can obviously have their One World partners join them if they want, because we'll add more international gates. There'll be an FIS in the new terminal.
What's an FIS?
The Customs and Immigration. So we'll have a second Customs and Immigrations Hall, which will continue to support the international increase of service. And it will connect to Terminal D. And it will be the signature terminal at DFW when it opens. So the first phase will open in 2 years like we had planned, but now the entire terminal will open by 2030, and it will be what we call a unit terminal, David, which means the parking garage, the check-in, the security, everything will be on a standalone basis, no longer having to connect to E. And it also allows our other airline partners to grow because E will open up more gates for their growth, and we will have more gates in Terminal D for international. So obviously we want American to keep growing here at DFW. They have over 80% of our business, and as the airport grows, American has to be part of that growth. But we also know other airlines want to grow in DFW on the margin. And this deal allows that to occur as well.
Well, you've recruited a lot of airlines, a lot of international airlines in particular, that have come here. But also Neeleman's new airline, which...
Breeze
and some others have come in along the way. What about Southwest Airlines? Is that you know, in concrete yet?
It's not in concrete. We've had discussions with Southwest for a couple of years. Obviously, I would say they have other priorities right now, but because we have opened up more gates in Terminal E in the future, if Southwest wants to come out to DFW, we will have gate availability. I just think it might be delayed by a year or two from our initial discussions a couple of years ago.
And I got that impression talking to Southwest, actually, the other day. Are you in competition with other airports? I mean, we talked earlier about the fact that you've, you know, taken the international banner away from Houston Intercontinental. But what about for Love Field? Or there's talk of a third airport in the area.
I've never viewed Love Field as a competitor. We're part of the aviation ecosystem in North Texas, so Love is definitely not a competitor. But I look at Atlanta as a competitor. You know, as DFW and American grow together, obviously Atlanta and Delta continue to grow. And I think that will be the most intense competitive dynamic over the next 10 years. And obviously that's one that I would expect DFW and American to win. So I am a competitive person, and looking at other big hub airports, we want to grow faster than them, and we want to support the growth of the region. But when it comes to Love, definitely not a competitor. We try to help them. They help us. If there is going to be a third airport, in this area. I would just suggest people need to be smart about what they invest in that, because you can build new gates. The question is, will you have airlines who are interested in using them and using them in a sustainable fashion versus, sure, I'll come in and try this airport, and then a year later, 2 years later, they find out that it didn't work and they leave.
But, you know, in your tenure in the industry, both, you know, at United and Virgin, and then also, you know, running the airport, you've seen a lot of changes. I mean, for example, these little Embraers, the small jets that have opened up cities that could never support point-to-point service anymore. And now it looks like we're right on the cusp of these electric, these eVTOLs, that'll provide still a different service.
Right. The regional jets, as you described, are really critical to a hub like DFW and a hub that American runs, because it brings in all those connecting customers. So I think that's going to continue. As you highlighted, the eVTOLs, I believe those are going to come. We've already got a plan on how we would handle those. But I think of those more as bringing people from downtown Dallas or downtown Fort Worth to the airport, or maybe the airport to Frisco, you know, a limited range, quick service, obviously safe service, but not high volume. It's more of a high touch service and not a high volume service.
So what do you do with something like that? I mean, I can see what, you know, people arriving on a cab are, you know, you've got the trains from both Fort Worth and Dallas that arrive now and bring, I know, a lot of employees. But what do you do with an electric air taxi?
Well, the challenge for an airport is you get on an electric air taxi and you fly from Dallas or Fort Worth to DFW, let's say, in 10 minutes. And you think, that was pretty cool. But once you land at DFW, how do you get that last mile to your gate?
Right.
And that's what we're working on. Because you, what I don't want to see is you have this kind of neat experience on the eVTOL, but then if it takes two or three times the amount of time to get to your gate and get through security and check a bag, then the overall experience kind of gets diminished. So that's what we're working on.
So what needs to happen in this, on your side of this business? You know, right now Newark is just right in the middle of it, and they've got, in some cases, 4-hour delays, and United's beginning to, you know, book out of them and pull it away. And it seems like, but then we've got, you know, trouble that has showed up at Reagan and other airports. Then we start hearing, well, the government's been taking all these taxes from tickets, but they haven't necessarily been putting it back into the industry. It seems like there's some big fixes that need to come pretty quickly.
There are. Unquestionably, the investment in air traffic controllers as well as air traffic technology has to be immediately addressed. And from everything I read from the new DOT secretary and what I hear from the industry, there is a recognition and a commitment to do that. But it will take time. You can't just say you're going to increase controllers and have them on the in the cab in the tower in 2 weeks. It takes a lot of time. So, you know, as an industry, we have to make sure we are doing everything possible from a safety and a risk management standpoint. It's still extraordinarily safe to fly, David. But we need to start accelerating those investments. We're fortunate in DFW. We got plenty of land. We got plenty of runways. We are actually in pretty good position staffing-wise, primarily because when people transfer, they like to come down to the DFW area. So we got a lot of internal ATC transfers, so our staffing is pretty good. But as an industry, the acceleration on hiring more controllers and improving the technology has to happen now.
Yeah, the technology here at the terminals is it looks like it's really improving. Boy, it's been a long, slow slog coming, but now people are just breezing through the international arrivals terminal. You don't have to flash your passport anymore. That would be the kind of thing that would allow you to reconfigure. You must be rethinking in the Terminal F. If you don't need these gigantic arrival halls because people come so quickly, then it affects the physical layout, doesn't it?
It does. Good point. And biometrics has been incredibly important to us. To your point, U.S. citizen coming back through DFW on an international flight, the biometric clearance of your face is what actually lets you come back into the country. And I tell this all the time, I don't check bags when I fly, even internationally. From the time I leave the aircraft boarding bridge to the time I get in my car is 9 minutes. That's incredible. But we're using technology with TSA. We're using biometric technology to board international flights, which cuts the boarding time in half. So we're doing a lot in terms of our digital transformation, working with our partners, because it drives more predictability. And at the end of the day, when you travel, you want to be able to count on that predictability. And that's a big focus for us.
But it also, it needs to be predictable wherever you fly. You know, it seems like this airport has, I mean, it just drives me nuts trying to figure out whether I have to take my laptop or my computer out, or some airports don't want, you don't have to. Can't there be some standardization?
You're right. There is too much unpredictability. All the airports are on a different pace in terms of investing in TSA technology. We are in pretty good shape at DFW. We've made those investments. Other airports will catch up, and when that happens, you'll see more continuity.
All right. So what's the next big thing in the industry that's coming? Is it biometrics improving?
Well, I would say the next big thing in the industry, a couple of things. Number one, we talked about air traffic control, that you're going to hear more and more about that and those investments. In terms of airports, infrastructure investment, I think, will continue. You know, we have a $12 billion capital program at DFW. F gets all the attention. You know, I readily admit one of my failures is I didn't get Terminal C redone before I left. Obviously, that will happen in the next couple of years. But we're 51 years old, and we're actually a young airport, and you'll start to see more and more infrastructure improvements at airports throughout the U.S., which will be great for the customers.
So right now you're number three.
In the world.
In the world. Do you want to be number one?
Well, I want to be number one when it comes to quality. And I would like to be number one in size, but that will take some time. It will take the growth of the region. And again, as I said, I'm a competitive person. So yeah, being number one size-wise is an aspiration. Being number one from a quality perspective is an absolute.
Well, you're a young person. You will see it, I guess. And hopefully we'll see a lot more of you. Sean Donohue, the outgoing CEO of DFW International Airport. Thanks for all the times that you've spent with us over the years.
It's been a pleasure, David. And don't be shy about calling me in retirement either.
Fear not. You'll be hearing from us. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.